They may have changed the name of the stadium, but the name of the winning team remains the same. The University of Nottingham have won the women's basketball for the fifth year in a row. In the most unexpected manner, Nottingham Trent stunned the uni, but ultimately, the girls in green and gold came out on top. Hello and welcome to Varsity Tonight. Now, that was the highlights package that makes us look good, but then there are various other moments that made us look less good. Well, I think we actually have words with the man of the match herself, Jamise Brown. And when I say make us look bad, it kind of just made me look bad. Let's just, if you missed the mistake there. The man of the match herself. Man herself. They don't really kind of link up, do they, Shana?
No, not at all.
Yeah, I may have made a blunder there. But yeah, welcome to Varsity Tonight. I'm James Perkins. I'm joined by Shana as we're talking through last Friday's basketball fixtures as well as Super Wednesday tomorrow. In the basketball, there was also another moment with Jamise Brown as we asked her what she was going to do to celebrate.
What are you going to do to celebrate?
To celebrate, my mom's in town from America, so I'm just going to take her out, maybe get some Nando's and, you know, keep it green in me.
Did you expect that sort of response, Shana?
Americans love Nando's because they don't have it.
They definitely don't have Nando's.
They do. No, they don't.
Do you want a bet?
Okay, £10.
Done.
All right. They don't have it.
They do have Nando's.
Why would they like Nando's so much? Think about it.
I don't know, but they have Nando's. During the basketball, we, of course, took part in our Word Sneak Challenge, where over the past few weeks, we've been giving various sporting clubs and captains words to sneak into our own interviews, much to the disgruntlement of Elliot Chaplin and David Saunders. But we also were given our own words to sneak into our coverage. We will just go and recap you on the first Word Sneak that we went through last Varsity Tonight, though.
Hi, I'm Daniel Walters on the men's basketball team, small forward.
So your word is Donald Trump?
Yeah, Donald Trump, yeah, sure. Love the guy.
Sure. Make sure that they don't know.
Yeah.
How would you say your season's gone so far then?
The season so far has been like up and down, just like Donald Trump's campaign as a president.
What kind of a challenge are Trent? Do you have to prepare yourself any differently tactically or mentally?
I think that we don't have to prepare any differently to any other game. We just go into the game with a mentality. As Donald Trump says, we're going to win.
What would a win mean for you and the team?
A win would be amazing. We must win, and make basketball great again.
And this is what happens when we told David exactly what happened. So, David and Elliot, we just wanted to talk to you about one of the possibly weirdest interviews we've ever heard. Do you remember the men's basketball interview, David?
How can I forget?
So what happened? Just talk us through it.
The guy just wanted to come on and talk about Donald Trump.
We can reveal exactly why he did that right now.
Okay, men's basketball word sneak.
So your word is Donald Trump?
Yeah, Donald Trump, yeah, sure. Love the guy.
Sure. Make sure that he doesn't...
So you went out of your way to give us all more work to do.
So, as you can tell from that, we are completely responsible for that interview being ruined. David, Elliot, did you suspect at all?
I didn't think either of you were that stupid, but then...
I enjoyed the fact that he made his own of word sneak. Like, he didn't just say Donald Trump, he just decided to quote Donald Trump. Like, we only wanted him to say it once and he tanked the interview.
You made us waste an entire day sat there straining over this one interview because of how terrible it was.
Thank God we only did it the one time, Elliot.
You know what?
Do I even want to know?
This is
See,
the
that
point.
I didn't know.
Elliot, do you remember me requesting that we speak to them all? Oh, it will only take a minute, just before they went in for the interview.
There's a face that Elliot's pulling here. It's glorious.
Basically, Elliot, we did it for every single sports club that came in for an interview.
Now, Jesus Christ, my entire sports team is full of idiots.
This word sneak has happened. We're doing it. We've got so many word sneaks to do throughout the rest of Varsity Tonight. We're also giving you guys word sneaks as well, because you guys are at the basketball
So myself and David are at the basketball tonight, and we'll be being given these word sneaks by yourself, Matt.
Yeah, I'm going to give you a call later tonight with the words you've got to sneak in, and we'll see how that goes on next Varsity Tonight.
Yeah, so let's find out what happened when Matt did call me live before we went on air with the men's basketball team.
While you're on air, we'd like you to say something for us.
Okay.
What we'd like you to do is shout, Kobe!
Kobe!
Shout Kobe.
Yeah. Yes.
So you want me to, in the middle of a sentence, Kobe. Okay, what's up?
Hello.
Hi, so, Joe.
We've just spoken to James. At some point during Varsity, he's got to shout, Kobe!
Okay.
Now, we need you to do something for us as well.
We'd
like to say slam dunk.
Yes, slam dunk.
You've got to shout slam dunk.
In all honesty, we probably have to congratulate them for the last few minutes there.
Yeah, he really harnesses in a Kobe at the end there with those 2 3-pointers back-to-back.
Back to you guys in the studio for now. Thank you, David. It's been an absolute slam dunk of a game here so far.
Well, we did manage it. We managed to sneak it in. Do you think we did it subtly?
Yeah, I wouldn't have known because I don't know much about basketball, so I'd say that's pretty legit to me.
So you wouldn't have been put off by us just randomly shouting one of the words?
No, I think they should have been a bit more out there. Like,
I was also disappointed with the word, but, you know, we managed to get it in there somewhere. One of the words given to Joe was slam dunk. That's actually one of the words we gave to the women's basketball team during their interview. You might have heard when we were explaining to David and Elliot what we'd done, that we'd actually given word sneaks to every single sports team before they came in for their serious interviews with us. David Elliott had no idea, but we did. We gave it to all of them. And we're about to find out what happened when we gave four of the Super Wednesday teams word sneaks. We gave archery. Archery came in. What word would you have given them to sneak in, or what phrase?
Just something completely out there, like SpongeBob or something.
We made it quite easy for archery. We said that to get the phrase, the home of Robin Hood.
Oh, that's
in as
quite
many
good.
Times as possible. Because we thought, you know, if they get it in once, that's quite a nice soundbite. If they get it in five times, that's just a bit ridiculous. Okay, we also had women's basketball. I've told you, yes, slam dunk. They had to get that in as many times as they could.
Did they get that in?
Well, we're about to find out. I'm about to play it. What about fencing? What word would you have given fencing to sneak into
fencing.
An interview?
Something to do with fences.
That would have been funnier.
Maybe.
What we've actually given them is pointy. They've got to say pointy as many times as they can. And trampoline.
Bounce, was that?
Yes, yeah. It was bounce. Yeah, we just said you've got to sneak the word bounce in as many times as you can. We've got a leaderboard up. Men's basketball team are currently in the lead with 7. Now let's see how archery, women's basketball, fencing and trampolining got on.
I'm Josie. I am one of 2 captains of the Nottingham Trampolining Club.
I'm Thomas Fox, and I'm the president of the Archery Club.
I'm Lily. I'm from the University of Nottingham's women's basketball team, first team, and I'm a post player.
And I'm Dee. I'm also from the women's team, a first team player playing point guard.
My name's Amy, and I'm a foilist on the women's first team.
How's your season gone so far?
It's gone really well, actually. We have bounced in 5-6 competitions. We've had a really good bounce this season.
Just need to keep our heads in the game and try and do as many slam dunks as possible.
What would you say is your team's biggest strength?
Well, considering this is, after all, the home of Robin Hood.
I reckon how unified we are. The encouragement to bounce for everyone. When everyone gets on to bounce, it's you are one team, even though it's an individual event, and you bounce to win the medal for yourself.
And how confident are you going into next Friday that you can win the game and win effectively the first point for UniOG?
I think it's going to be a slam dunk, just to be said. Hashtag slam dunk.
Too many slam dunks.
And what would you say your team's biggest weaknesses?
For some of us, it's definitely hitting with the pointy end. We've got one girl that just... Obviously, fencing is quite weird, and she normally hits with the cider blade, and we keep telling her, no, you need to hit with the pointy bit.
We're working on that for next year, so hopefully we'll be bouncing higher. It's not just the regular competitors that bounce, it's all the other people that join in and bounce.
Thank you so much for joining us, guys, and good luck with the game.
Thank
Hashtag
you.
Slam dunk.
So many slam dunks in the world.
What is the point?
Amazing stuff.
What is the point? That was great.
Yeah, so if anyone's interested in the leaderboard, we have a new winner. So overtaking men's basketball with 7 word sneaks, trampolining, 8. Mentioned the word bounce 8 times in a 3-minute interview, which is pretty impressive, I think. Also on the leaderboard now in third place was women's basketball. Just 6 slam dunks, which loses to the 7 Donald Trumps of men's basketball.
They did pretty well, all of them.
They did very well. Especially, I listened to the women's basketball interview. It's about 4 minutes long. First 3 minutes, they'd clearly forgotten about word sneak. And so that last minute, they managed to get all 6 in 1 minute. So that's decent ratio. Fencing, managed to get 3 pointies in, which is...
That's also pretty hard.
That's quite strong.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, archery, bottom of the leaderboard with 1... Home of Robin Hood. Although I say bottom of the leaderboard. Dodgeball, 0. They managed to get 0. They forgot about word sneak.
Oh, no.
So they're at the bottom of the leaderboard.
What was their word? Do you remember?
They had to mention the 5 Ds of dodgeball as many times as they could while getting it wrong each time. Which would have been...
What are the 5 Ds?
It's dodge, dip, duck, dive and dodge.
Dodge again?
Yeah. That's the joke.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
So they that was what they had to get in. But unfortunately, they managed to completely miss out. Before we leave you, we're going to play the highlights of the first fixture of the Sock Varsity Series. Here's Matt Manley commentating on sock golf.
Hello and welcome to the Sock Golf Championship live from the Portland building with James Perkins of URN versus Cameron Tobin from La Crosse. It is James to tee off first. And it's a strong drive from James Perkins, almost making it towards the stairs. Cameron to go next. Oh, he's hooked it a little bit. It's gone into the rough. Good effort though. Applause all round as James Perkins lines up again. His second stroke, making it through the gap between the pillar and just above the stairs. Cameron attempting the same shot, but missing hopelessly. And again, missing again with quite the camp bat at the sock. We see Cameron again failing miserably at this one. There we go, he's through. And the sock is down the stairs. James Perkins to bat. Oh, just clipping the top of the stairs. He's not quite made it off. Cameron next. And he's done the same thing. Cameron clear of the stairs on stroke 7. James Perkins, a novel tactic. He's in the lift. We'll wait and see what's going on with that downstairs. Stroke 8 for Cameron now. As he aims down the moot stairs. Not quite bouncing it off the wall as he likes to do. And again, across, over past the chapel towards the stairs. Now James Perkins. The sock has emerged from the lift gloriously. There you go, another shot right by the door towards URN. Cameron needing a light touch here, opting to go for the right club. Perfect through the door of URN. Applause all round. James Perkins through the door, through 2 doors. His caddy looking enthused as always. Perkins lines up and he misses. He misses the bucket by centimetres. This time Cameron, Jack checks the wind. He thinks finesse is in order. No, no finesse there. Cameron misses the bucket as he pots it on 12 strokes. James Perkins. Oh, he misses. This is a 9th stroke. If he can get in here, he can comfortably beat La Crosse. Securing the win for you. There he goes. He does it. Stroke 9. James Perkins has won for your end. 1 under par with La Crosse 2 above. Join us next time when maybe golf will turn up.
Yes, you might have heard there, golf decided not to turn up to our sock golf challenge, so we played lacrosse instead. Hopefully golf will turn up to Super Wednesday tomorrow. And if you want to watch the whole video of sock golf and various other sock varsity challenges, you can go on University Radio Nottingham's Facebook page. We're rapidly running out of time, so we're just going to end with some predictions. Shana, we're going to win Super Wednesday tomorrow.
Definitely. 100%.
Well, let's ask someone who has slightly more know-how in this. Let's get the in-depth analysis and judgment of our SU sports officer, James Bramley. James, do you think we're going to win tomorrow?
I think we'll win. I think University of Nottingham are going to
win. Succinct as ever from James Bramley. You heard it here first. University of Nottingham are going to win Super Wednesday tomorrow. And you can tune in and follow all the updates live on URN all day tomorrow or on Twitter at URN1350.